top of mind. The CFTC on Friday issued staff guidance and granted Kalshi approval for the first US-listed Bitcoin perpetual futures, BTCPARP, while simultaneously issuing Coinbase a no-action letter allowing its FCM to connect US clients to offshore perps and options, including Deribit's deep BTC options book. This domesticates a 90T-plus annual offshore market that previously locked out US institutions entirely. The guidance is staff-level, not formal rulemaking, and can be reversed. But with Kraken planning US perp launch within 30 days and ICE actively exploring the space, the structural shift is underway regardless of legislative outcome. Market structure. BTC hit a six-week low of $72,395 intraday Friday, trading near $73,500 at settlement. RSI touched 33 re, lowest since February. Daily chart shows lower highs, lower lows inside a descending channel. 100-day SMA, 72,972, is the contested level. ETF outflows hit a record 9-day streak, totaling 2.84 B, May 15-28. EBIT alone shed a 2.04 B, including a near-record 527.8 MAT at a single-day withdrawal, May 27. US spot BTC ETFs flipped negative year-to-date at 596 some. Glassnode characterizes this as weakening institutional conviction, not panic. Per their note, 78K is the cost basis for 155-day holders now underwater. 935 Menems in cross-crypto liquidations hit Wednesday as BTC dropped 4.5% in a session. 874 Mellers were longs. CMEOI fell 9.8% in 24 hours. Options, 9B monthly expiry Friday, with put positioning dominating below 74K. Only 18% implied odds of 80K plus by June 26. CryptoQuant flags deteriorating demand structure. Whale balances, 1K, 10K BTC, contracting year-on-year at fastest 2026 pace. Dolphin monthly growth near zero since February. LTH supply at record 15.8 M BTC, characterized as absence of new buyers, not accumulation, policy and institutions. Jamie Dimon publicly declared war on the Clarity Act, calling Coinbase CEO Brian Armstrong full of shit. In a Fox Business interview, JP Morgan and the ABA plan active opposition over stablecoin, yield provisions and AML gaps. Poly market prices, Clarity Act passage at 59% by year end. The dispute is substantive. Banks argue yield on stablecoins accelerates deposit flight. Crypto argues it's a payments layer feature. CFTC or Gemini jointly filed to vacate the January 2025 5-nimitus consent order, with the agency acknowledging the original complaint relied on a whistleblower known to be lacking in credibility. The $5 million is not being returned, part of the broader Biden-era enforcement unwind alongside CZ and Hayes pardons. Texas named its Strategic Bitcoin Reserve Advisory Committee and issued an RFP to transition its $10 million IBIT position to direct BTC custody within 60 days of contract execution. Committee includes CleanSpark CFO Gary Vecchiarelli and Cormint CEO Jamie McCavity. Treasury Secretary Bessent disclosed one bell buys in Iranian crypto seized, just outright grabbed the wallets, up from 500 namtas disclosed in April, including the prior 344 menda USDT freeze on Tron addresses linked to the IRGC. Network and industry. CME Bitcoin futures go 24/7 starting Friday, permanently ending the weekend gap phenomenon. Three CME gaps remain open on the chart, the lowest near $67,000, still valid targets, but no new gaps will form. Core Lightning disclosed a remote DOS vulnerability, fixed in CLN 26.04. Any peer could crash a node accepting inbound channels by sending an all zero TXID during channel handshake. Responsibly disclosed, fixed incidentally by Rusty Russell's parallel bug work. Kraken launched a non-custodial BTC yield vault, 2.5% APY, via KBTC HAVA Morpho. 30 Mentor deposited from 4,000 wallets in first 10 hours. Separately, Sequans, SQNS, completed full Bitcoin treasury liquidation, retaining 658 BTC unencumbered. Bitcoin Core V30's expanded OP return field was used to inscribe the full US Constitution on-chain. 44.4 KB, $83 fee, mined by Spiderpool. BIP-444 proposal to restore the 83-byte cap remains pending. Macro linkages, US strikes on Iran. Wednesday night, Strait of Hormuz area, drove BTC's 4.5% intraday drop to 72,620, 935 mellas in liquidations, and a 3.5% WTI crude spike to $92. Analysts explicitly cited geopolitical risk repricing, not ETF mechanics, as the immediate trigger. BTC equity divergence is acute. S&P 500 or hit new all-time highs, 7,568. Friday, as US-Iran ceasefire talks advanced, Bitcoin fell further. Fidelity Digital Assets mid-year report notes, BTC has outperformed during geopolitical stress spikes, but is underperforming the AI-driven equity rotation. Gold down, Charuan 20% from January's $5,600 ATH, but remains structurally bid on central bank demand. Standouts, Strategy's 15B preferred stock carries 1.5B in annual dividends. Arca CIO warned structure is out of hand, and Polymarket shows 90% odds of some BTC sale by DECI 31. Existential risk for the largest corporate holder narrative. SpaceX disclosed 18,712 BTC in IPO S1. Combined with Tesla's 11,509 BTC, a Musk merger would create the number of 5 publicly traded Bitcoin treasury. Larsen 2.27B signals growing corporate Bitcoin conviction outside crypto-native firms. Paxos received SEC registration as a clearing agency. First blockchain-native firm to do so, clears the way for blockchain-settled US equity transactions. Long-term Bitcoin-adjacent infrastructure signal. Tether's USAT, US-regulated token, grew 540% MOM to 140 Mantas tokens in April. KPMG hired as auditor ahead of US expansion. Positions Tether inside the regulatory perimeter as Clarity Act advances. Bitcoin Depot filed Chapter 11 and shut 9,000 plus ATMs after a 3.6 Meta's wallet theft and 49% Q1 revenue decline. Class action filed alleging facilitation of 76K retirement savings fraud. Signals structural collapse of the BTM sector.